Data Bytes. Hi everyone, this is Neha, your podcast host, bringing you a brand new episode of Denodo Data Bytes. I can't wait to begin this discussion with all of you today about cloud data integration and how it helps alleviate data connectivity woes. But before that, I would like to welcome Sutendra Mehta, our product marketing manager here at Denodo for the regions of Europe, Middle East and Africa and Latin America as well. So Sutendra, welcome to our show. Just before we begin, a little bit of info about Sutendra. So Sutendra's expertise lies in marketing, business consulting and software engineering. He is also passionate about keeping up with technological developments and examining their impact on businesses. So a warm welcome to you, Sutendra. Thanks for joining us today. I would love to know more about your growth and journey within the tech industry, and more specifically your role at Denodo.
Thank you very much, Neha. Thanks for having me. So I joined Denodo early this year, and I have been taking care of the product marketing and customer marketing activities for the EMEA and LATAM region, as you just introduced. Before this, I have worked with different startups in Europe. So I worked with three different SaaS startups, actually, just after doing my graduate degree in business administration. And before that, I was in India. I worked for Accenture as a software engineer in data warehousing and business intelligence domain. That work actually, sort of overlaps quite a lot with the work that I do. And in fact, a lot of insights that I gained during that work are useful for me even at my current position as well.
That's great to hear, Sutendra. So, pretty vast experience within the tech industry. That's good to hear. So, in your opinion, how has your approach to product marketing changed as compared to conventional marketing methods? Is it any different?
I mean, it's different in the ways you do it, but I think the essence will always remain the same, which is around conveying the value proposition of your product or your services to the customers, making sure that they really understand your product, how to use it, how to get the best out of it. And if you look at it from that perspective, I think marketing at its core would still remain more about, educating your customers and prospects about different things related to your product. So in that area, it's basically the same, but I think it has changed in the way we do it. And now we have omni-channel marketing strategies. We have different ways to reach out to the customers, different platforms. So that obviously has evolved over the years.
Definitely, Sutendra. I totally agree. So, like you said, the strategies and the channels of communicating with our customers has surely changed. So let's jump right into our session today then. We will be discussing the topic of, is cloud data integration the secret to data connectivity woes? So my first question for you would be, what is cloud data integration? Could you tell us a little bit about the concept?
In my understanding, even if you just talk about the cloud, just about the data integration itself, that means we are basically, combining data from different systems and making the integrated or unified view of that data available to our data users. So in the same way, the cloud in data integration is essentially integrating data that also exists in your cloud platform. So you can integrate the data that exists between different cloud hyperscalers, like you have some systems residing in AWS, some in Azure, you integrate them, or you have some on-premise systems that you integrate with the cloud, or you want to move your data from the on-premise systems to the cloud system. So all these kinds of data movements or data integrations would actually, in my understanding, fall under the data integration or cloud data integration.
Perfect. Thanks for sharing that, Sutendra. So basically a way to unify the various data sources, right?
Perfect. So exactly. So basically idea is, because you have these data silos these days in the organization, because of the scale of your business itself, companies are operating in different countries, different geographies, and they have their own ways of storing the data in different countries or in different business functions. So as a company, how do you make the right decision for your organization? How do you optimize different activities? You need to have some insights around different processes, different business functions. So those insights you will only be able to get from the data. And if I would be sitting in the headquarters of the company, I would not be able to make the right decisions unless I have the right kind of data and then some insights that are actually built on that data. So as a company, my efforts would always be to make sure that we have the integrated data that exists across different business units and that is made available to the decision makers so that they can make the right decisions for the company.
Thanks, Atendra, for summarizing that. So definitely getting an integrated view of data for better decision-making is one of the biggest positives, I'd say. So speaking of positives, my next question is, what are some challenges of cloud data integration?
Cloud data integration is actually, as I said, in many ways, it's not very different from the existing data integrations, for example, on-premise data integration and things like that. So, but because of the cloud itself, because, you know, cloud gives you the kind of scale, that means like the data, the way you tend to gather too much of data, just because it's now accessible to too many users across the globe, you sort of keep on accumulating a lot of data in the cloud environment, and then it becomes very important to basically use that data. So let me sort of, you know, try to get a bit deeper, because, for example, a company could be using multiple public clouds like AWS, Azure, or Google Cloud. Then they can also have like hybrid cloud environment. That means on-premise systems and on-cloud systems. They can also have some old systems as well, which we call legacy systems. So because if you look at large companies, say a bank or insurance company or even a manufacturing company, the IT systems were like, you know, they started using IT systems maybe in 70s and 80s. And by 80s, there were a lot of data management systems that had come up. So they are still using those kind of systems. So making sure that, you know, you can actually integrate data from all these different systems, that really becomes a challenge. And we can always sort of break these challenges in different categories, like the data movement. So, right. So depending on the data volumes or the data frequency that you need to have to transfer between these systems, it can be time consuming and prone if you do not have like the right processes or the right automation tools in place. Then there is also this challenge of data standardization as well, because each cloud platform or service will tend to have its own schemas and formats. So for example, in cloud, you can have structured and unstructured both kinds of data, right? So there is really no standard approach or protocol how to integrate these data systems. So it becomes really important that you have some solutions in place that you can connect to these different sources to get that data. And then what we also observe is, like, as I said, it's very easy to like commission services in the cloud, right? So anybody can start using a SaaS application, just make the billing with a credit card and then immediately start using it. So what does that mean is, like, you know, the expansion of your IT footprint in the cloud is uncontrolled. So there is really not a real architecture around which you want to, as a company, build your IT systems or, you know, establish your cloud IT. So what we see is, because of these architectural kind of issues, you know, because the companies tend to adopt more and more applications or systems in the cloud for scalability or for performance, but not really always thinking about that they may also need to have the data integration in place as well. So because, as I said, different businesses, different functions, different departments, they tend to have their own systems in the cloud, and they would not always think it from, say, from the perspective of someone who is sitting in the headquarters, that these systems at the end need to integrate with each other, need to communicate to each other, and need to provide insights to the right stakeholders. And because of those architectural issues, it gets difficult to integrate that data. Then the other important thing is the technology itself that organizations tend to use in the cloud for integrating data. So a lot of companies would try to go through the traditional ETL ways, the extract, transform, and load technology, which is sort of very, I would say, very rigid, because we have to make the physical connections between the systems and is not flexible enough to adapt to the rapidly changing business environment that we are observing these days. So because of that also, it becomes difficult to build the flexible data models that we really need to scale the IT in the cloud environments. So these would be some of the challenges that we actually see across the organizations.
Thanks for sharing that, Tender. So definitely, like, you know, effective management of just the vast amount of, like, you know, data available is a very crucial thing for businesses, for sure. Moving on to my next question, how does cloud data integration help alleviate data connectivity woes, in your opinion?
So obviously, just as we discussed, like, there are many challenges in the cloud related to integrating data in the cloud. So without having the right automated process and systems in place, you would find it really difficult, you know, to get at like a holistic view about your business activities. So if you can have the right practice in place, you can have the right tooling in place, you will be able to connect these systems. And that would make it much easier that, you know, your stakeholders have the right kind of data. They can do the right kind of analysis. They can even, like, you know, as we talk about, say, things like machine learning or artificial intelligence, you can have these kind of things like AI and machine learning only when you have sort of a large amount of data in place on which you can actually train your model. So it's about a large amount of data, and it's also about, you know, the variety of data. So you want to really make sure that you have all this kind of data integrated. So if you are able to successfully achieve data integration in the cloud, then you sort of would be able to leverage the modern technologies much more easily and to the maximum benefit that is offered by those technologies. The second thing is cloud data integration also becomes very important because, as I said, you are getting a lot of data in the cloud. So as a company, because the cloud is accessible from anywhere, a lot of users can use it. So the kind of data that is captured in the cloud is like tend to grow much faster than expected, or you would expect the on-premise systems to capture the data. So you will have, like, you know, data to, you will expect data to grow exponentially in the cloud. And that's why sooner or later, you will have a situation where most of your data, knowingly or unknowingly, will actually be residing in the cloud. So making sure that this data is integrated, making sure that this data fits into your decision-making process becomes so important. So that's why, you know, data integration in the cloud, my understanding, would sort of help elevate the data connectivity goals in the coming future.
Thank you, Supender. Like you mentioned, you know, like with data and data storage, it is something that will keep on increasing with time, right? Like the amount of data we use in day-to-day life, even in our personal lives, is so much, like you know, the amount of data we store. So imagine that for businesses. So definitely agree with that, that data integration, cloud data integration rather, is a growing concept and definitely will bring a lot of benefit to businesses. So
yes, exactly. I agree, right? So even like you want to make sure that, you know, as I said, as your data footprint grows, you also want to sort of keep a tab on this data footprint as well. You don't want to let it grow beyond what you can actually control. So you want to make sure, like, there is not, say, duplication of data, unnecessary duplication of data. So you want to eliminate redundant data. You want to make sure that data is synchronized between different systems. You don't have, like, different versions of data in different systems. You want to make sure that it's all updated. And also for, like, from your, say, governance perspective, like, you know, you want to make sure that you, as an organization, you are compliant to the regulatory needs of the different geographies, different governments. So you want to make sure you have to have integrated data in place.
Definitely, Satinder, I agree with you on that one. So is cloud data integration then the missing piece of the puzzle for companies to gain data visibility?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. As I said, the more and more data you have in the cloud, you have to make sure that it is integrated, because this is where, you know, the most of your data is going to reside in the near future. And you need to have, like, the right processes and practices in place to make sure that you are leveraging this data for your decision making. And so that's why, because if you don't have visibility into cloud data, you just think like, okay, we have just started moving to the cloud, why should we even care about data integration in the cloud? I believe sooner or later you are going to end up in a situation where it would be very difficult to integrate these data systems. So a better approach would always be start thinking about the cloud data integration in the very first place. Start thinking about the architecture, how you want to, you know, how do you look at that, the whole architecture that will be there in the cloud environment with regard to the data integration and data analytics, and how should this architecture actually that exists in the cloud sort of communicate with your on-premise architecture as well. So given these things, that more and more data which is in cloud, it is very important that companies, you know, have the right data integration tooling in place. So that's absolutely correct, that, you know, data integration is like the missing piece of puzzle for companies to gain data visibility.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing that, Satinder. So on to our last question for this round. So can you share a use case where cloud data integration has solved a data management problem for a company, that is of gaining comprehensive access to their various data sources?
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of these kind of use cases. Dinodo's customers have been using the Dinodo platform for furthering their cloud transformation strategies or modernizing their infrastructure. We have one of these customers based out of Europe, which is like the largest fleet management companies of the world. Their operations spread across different countries. And what they are trying to do is they want to move a lot of their data to the cloud in these different countries, and they have already started doing it. And the impressive thing that actually came out of our conversation with the customer was that they have been able to move this data in many different countries with zero interruption for their ongoing businesses. So this is something that is also important for a lot of our listeners as well, for a lot of our prospects and customers as well, that how can they embark on a similar journey to the cloud, and how can they migrate their data to the cloud while ensuring that in this migration process, there is no interruption to their ongoing businesses. Similarly, we had another example from a major insurance company, again based out of Europe. And this company was basically on the path of digital transformation, so where they really wanted to leverage their data to further their different business activities. For example, marketing and sales department wanted to measure the progress of different marketing campaigns, or how basically are they able to sell the insurances through a particular campaign or not. And then you also have like operations department who wanted to monitor whether they are able to keep their promises to customers, whether they are able to really settle their claims, say within 5 working days or within 10 working days, which they were claiming. So these kind of questions were very difficult for this company to answer, because they had, with their existing data warehouse, which was built around the traditional technology of ETL, it was very difficult to combine data from different source systems, because it used to take effort of months and a lot of resources to do that kind of integration. So that's when they actually thought of trying to use the data virtualization technology. Then we have one more customer actually, which is into the logistics real estate. The customer is based in the US, and again, they wanted to modernize their data infrastructure and then build some cloud capabilities, build new analytics as well that is powered with the AI and machine learning technologies. But it was, again, a bit difficult for them to do this kind of transition, because, again, the older integration technologies are very rigid. If you want to make any changes to them, or you wanted to do some substantial transformation efforts that this company was trying to do, that would result into like business discontinuity. You will have to shut down some system for some time, and that will impact your business. What this company did, again, was to basically built a logical data warehouse, and that connects to these different systems and can get the real-time data from different systems. So this logical data warehouse is also connected to the cloud environment as well, so they can access their cloud sources, their on-premise data sources as well. And so this really has helped the company to move to the cloud environment. So these are some of the examples of the successful deployments of the data virtualization technologies that we have seen across the enterprises who are leveraging the Dinodo platform for doing the cloud data integration, moving to the cloud, doing the cloud modernization, etc.
Thank you, Satendra, for those wonderful examples. So freight management, insurance company, or even a logistics company, I find it very interesting to see how this concept could be, could bring value to such a vast variety of industries. So in terms of data, saving data delivery time, resources, and basically providing a better data experience in general, I'd say. So this has been a wonderful session, Satendra. Thank you for throwing some light on this concept of cloud data integration and its benefits in terms of data connectivity for our listeners. I'm sure they have enjoyed it a lot. And now it's time for a quick question and answer round. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
Right. So let's jump right into it. So name one aspect of your work that you really find interesting.
So what I find interesting is basically, because I do a lot of customer marketing activities, so I get to know customers very well. I get to know know about their stories, to their journeys, and how Denodo has helped them in the process. So that's, you know, that gives me a lot of learning in terms of how basically organizations modernize. So because in general, I like to learn about new things, and that's something that I really enjoy even at my work as well. And also I get to work with, because I am taking care of these different regions like EMEA and LATAM. So I get to, you know, work with different people from these different regions on a regular basis. And that is what I really enjoy doing.
That sounds very interesting. Thanks for sharing that, Satinder. So my next question for you is, what is the TV show you're currently watching or a book you're currently reading right now?
I actually do not watch TV shows that much, but I do read books. And these days I'm sort of halfway through a book, which is called The Unfettered Mind. It's like a classic samurai text that fuses Japanese swordsmanship with Zen. And it offers advice on like cultivation of right mind and intention. Yeah, that's what I've been doing these days.
Very interesting. I would check it out too. It sounds like a very interesting concept. So, and the last question for you is, what is your favorite cuisine?
Basically, it depends. If I'm hungry, I will eat anything. So, but in general, like, so because I'm from India, so I do like a lot of Indian food. Besides typical Indian food, I do like Lebanese food and Italian food as well.
So that's really good to hear, Satinder. Thank you so much for all the fun answers on this round and mainly for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Neha. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks again. And a quick message to our listeners. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to www.denodo.com/podcast to find more resources related to all things data.